Do you remember in school when you were asked to read a book that you thought was boring? Or maybe your children have done this recently. Listen to James chapter 4 being read this way. Adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? So whoever wants to be the world's friend becomes God's enemy. Or do you think it is without reason the scripture says that the spirit he has caused to live in us yearns jealously, but he gives greater grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Your laughter must change to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Now, does this reading do justice to the text? Can you, as a Christian, read this without feeling? No, these words are powerful. They're forceful. It's like James is pointing a finger at you. Can you imagine a pastor in his 30s jumping off the pulpit and grabbing you by the shirt and say, "Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom." There's a saying I've heard. It's that sin is serious. This doesn't mean that it's this important, that we're horrified that we sinned and if we don't repent of it, we're going to go to hell. It doesn't mean it's this important that we're all forgiven, so it doesn't matter. It means that sin is serious, and we need to keep that in mind. Okay, let us pray. Father, we are sinners, and it matters. It matters that Jesus died on the cross, that each of our sins contributes to that death on the cross. And we can be forgiven because of that, but that doesn't mean that sin is not serious. And we commit individual sins, and we all are also sinners from our birth. And we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Help us to take sin seriously. For those sins that we struggle constantly with, help us to know that you do not test us beyond our ability, that you give a way out, and that we need to choose that way out. And forgive us, Lord. Help us as we worship you to be close to you, to not have sin as a barrier between us. And as we take communion, help us to be forgiven. Amen.